Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you often felt anxious, worried, or fearful that the worst would happen to you and your loved ones? These negative, exhausting emotions are merely flags that indicate what you truly believe about yourself, your life, and God. You see, when you are fearful and worried all the time, you are living as if you don't believe that you have a strong and able shepherd who protects and lovingly watches over you and is tender-hearted towards you. So, if you are worried about being able to thrive in this evil world, then keep hearing and learning about how much God loves you and how precious you are to Him. In the message titled, You Can Thrive in This Evil World, hear how you can live unafraid and with His boldness as you allow the certainty of your Heavenly Father's love to guard your heart against every fear. Come under the wings of the Almighty and live life divinely protected, positioned, and free from all fears.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. These were the words of King David, who lived during Bible time and recorded this in Psalms 23, verse 4, which many believers know about. So in this evil present world we live in, we can still thrive, we can still flourish, we can still succeed in the eyes of God, because it does not matter what happens around us. You see, Psalm 23 describes God as the shepherd who perfectly cares for the lambs. The author of this psalm, as I said, is David, who used to be a shepherd himself. He was very familiar with taking his flock in the dark valley, but he knew that lambs have no reason to fear if the shepherd is armed and near. David's life and kinship were not easy. They were marked by risks, dark valleys, and territorial enemies. But God was always a shepherd. God protected him and promised him that one day, one of his sons would be the son of God and be a good shepherd to all his people, including you and me. And that son of David is Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John, Jesus identifies himself as the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus went on to note that, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. No one can snatch them out of my hands. That's what Jesus said in John 10, verses 27 to 28. What more could the sheep ask for than a shepherd who is willing to give his life for the protection of the sheep? So my friend, I assure you that surely we can thrive, flourish, and succeed in this evil world. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We say this all the time. So know that it does not matter the situation you are facing. It does not matter the circumstances that are around you. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Therefore, we will succeed. Therefore, we will flourish. Therefore, we live in victory. Hallelujah. Have you learned to hear, trust, and follow the voice of the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ? It's so important to know the provision, presence, and guidance of the Lord as our shepherd. And as we do, we will be courageous and accomplish our God-given purposes on this earth. Jesus is the good shepherd. He is always with us, not just to guide us through dark valleys, but through the darkest valleys. He leads his lambs through death valleys and under threat of the ultimate predator, Satan, which we know of, roaring like a lion, looking for whom he may devour. But we thank God, our good shepherd is always with us and protecting us. Jesus, the good shepherd, leads his lamb from death because his eternal kingdom of peace is only found once death is beaten back by the rod of resurrection. And fear is not banished until the power of our predator is crushed by our shepherd's staff. So would David believe that we fear no evil because Jesus' rod of resurrection has defeated it? And trust that with Jesus, his kingly staff guides us unharmed into his kingdom. So yes, we can flourish and succeed in this evil world because of what Jesus has done for us. You see, God didn't save you so that you could live a miserable life. Not at all. As a matter of fact, in Galatians chapter 1 verse 4, the Bible says that Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Galatians 1 4. What a powerful scripture. Not just the world to come, but now, this present evil world. It's true that we have heaven waiting for us. And that's a guarantee to all people who have a true relationship with God. And heaven is going to be full of joy. But the Lord came to deliver us from this present evil world. So you can flourish in this world. You can thrive in this world. You can succeed in this world. It does not matter the situation that's going on, the chaos that's going on around us. You can't be an overcomer. He didn't save you so that you could just be saved and live anyhow without being an overcomer. Or without living as a winner or a conqueror. We are here to live victorious lives, no matter the chaos going on around us. The Bible says in all these, we are more than conquerors. It says, if God be for us, who can be against us? We can never be condemned by the enemy. He said he came to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. That's what Jesus said in John 10:10. He said the enemy does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, Jesus, I have come to give you life, and not just life, but to give you more abundantly. The Lord's will for you is to be above only and not beneath, the head and not the tail, the first and not the last, no matter what's going on in this world. God's will is for you to live in victory, irrespective of what's going on around us. Maybe you look at your life and it's not great, and that's because you aren't expecting the best. I am not saying that to condemn you, but so I can encourage you that God has more for you, my friend. If you don't wake up in the morning and just say, thank you, Jesus, for everything you are doing in my life. If you aren't excited about your future, it's because you aren't expecting the abundant life that Jesus Christ came to give us. But this is God's will for you. God wants you to have an abundant life. And if you aren't there yet, you could say, oh, well, I'm not experiencing this, and so I'm just not good enough. That should not be your reaction. That should not be your response. I am trying to get you to recognize that many people have not been living in victory because they aren't expecting much. Many Christians are not looking for an abundant life. They are just looking to get by. And that attitude will stop you from being a winner. It will stop you from being an overcomer. It will stop you from succeeding in life. My friend, one of the things that is such a godly thing is to really be hungry for God and live for him and tap into the abundant life that Jesus came to give to you. He said he came to deliver you from this present evil world. He came to give you life and give you more abundantly. Do you believe that? This is what God ordained for us. To deliver us from this present evil world so that you can go and help somebody else get delivered. It's so important. And I just want to share that with you today, that God loves you. He saved you and he wants you to have an abundant life. It doesn't matter what's going on. All this chaos and cost of living crisis and all these wars and earthquakes, you can still thrive. He wants you to be a blessing. And I just pray that today this would be an encouragement and not a condemnation to you if you haven't seen it happen, but rather to draw you towards God and ask God to show you the victory he won for you on Calvary Cross. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It's a powerful scripture. We just sometimes overlook it. Meditate on this verse and reflect on the fact that God is with us and He's defeated evil. God leads us through dark times. Yes, He does. He doesn't fail us. God's presence is our protection and comfort. Yes, we live in a fallen world. Yes, we live in present evil world. This present evil world with all the chaos and all the rampant lies, all the injustices and prejudices. But if God is the foundation upon which you build your life, then He will be your source of protection and strength. He will fight for you. He will protect you. He will lead you through hard times. With God, we are never alone or abandoned. That's very important to take note of. He is our source of strength and salvation. He crushes the devil's schemes and guides us closer to Him. Is it not sweet to hear that? Jesus is the good shepherd. The shepherd provides for the needs of His sheep. David could confidently affirm. He could confidently say that the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Can you say that with David? David knew that because he understood that the care of the sheep was not the responsibility of the sheep. It was the responsibility of the shepherd. Sheep, by their nature, are dangerously unaware of their needs and limitations. The shepherd must thoughtfully lead them to a place where they can find abundance, in a place where food is in abundance, in a place where he just compels them to lie in green pastures. He makes me lie down in green pastures. That's what David said. He said he leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for His name's sake. And that's what God is doing. It does not matter the chaos going on. He will always lead you to the right place at the right time. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the divine shepherd, may not always lead us to where we want to go or think we should go, but we can be confident that He knows our needs better than we know them. It does not matter the cost of living crisis or all the terrible things going on around us in this world. The good shepherd knows the way to green pastures and still waters, pastures and waters that He can give to us. He will restore our souls. Never turn aside for your own way. We were not meant to live that way. It is not for man to lead his own way. God doesn't want you to turn aside and lean on your own understanding, but He wants you to acknowledge that He lives. He wants you to acknowledge that He is the good shepherd directing you. He wants you to acknowledge that He is the protector. He is the provider. He is the director of your life. We are in an evil world, but the shepherd is present with His sheep and protects them from harm. I can assure you that a sheep that stumbles away from the protection of the flock becomes easy prey for a wolf or bear. The protecting presence of the shepherd is the only hope for the sheep, as the shepherd edges and guides them with His rod and staff to a place of shelter and safety. And I think that's what we should all do. The divine shepherd is inseparable from His people. He is always there, I'm telling you. Let's be confident that God will be with us even in the valley of the shadow of death. Because the Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. That's my word for you, my friend. The shepherd guides his sheep, and on the path that leads to good of the land, you can enjoy the good of the land today. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.